On the first night we sang Dragon Songs. On the second night we sang Cheating Songs. Last night, and you know what the result of all this drinking, cheating, and killing is, yeah? Tonight we all go to hell. I do think it's a historic event. Never before have we tried to play 7 hours worth of music in four different nights. No song to beat. It has been a challenge. Thank you all for coming along with us, and let me pick up the fill. But first, let's just take a second and drink a little.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Thank you. it goes far. Mama tried to stop me short of stealing. I guess that's why I had to steal that car. But she told me not to smoke it, but I did, and it took me far away. And I turned out to be all the hell my mama ever raised. that when someone is abducted by aliens, and when those aliens take them up into a spaceship, when the people come back, they always tell pretty much the same story. They never say, for example, well, the aliens counted to see how many fingers I had. No. And they never seem to say, well, the aliens shined a light down my throat and asked me to say, ah. No. They never seem to say, the aliens took a blood sample and took it back and tested it. No.
No.
But they do always seem to say, then the aliens put the probe up my butt. Why that? I mean, look, I'm just a simple man, but I think it would be reasonable to conclude that if these aliens are such an advanced race that they can come all the way down here from another planet, you would think they would have enough technology they could just scan us or something. But no!
No!
Every single person who gets abducted by aliens every single time comes back and says, then they put the probe in my ass. Now people, this is scientific consistency. This is predictability. Happens every time. And that means it demands law, an explanation. Oh, I will testify. I will preach on. I will take the truth as it were. I will strap the truth on. I will lay the truth down. Now, I will give you what I think are the two possible explanations for why everyone who is abducted is also probed. Either one, all the people who are being abducted all collectively through some coincidence have some sort of psychodrama rape fantasy that they've kept in. Or, maybe, I think the more likely possibility is the aliens really are such an advanced race that they have realized that that type of sexual heathen is the best kind of birth control. I'm gonna let y'all work it out, but right now we're gonna do you a heartfelt, sympathetic portrayal from the point of view of the person being probed. Because somebody's gotta speak for these people. Deacon Dale, can you let me have a decor here? I'm getting the mood here.
Thank you.
from the outhouse for bringing these wonderful flaming lip-style balloons. That's the name of our message board on our website is the outhouse, so these folks all collectively call themselves the outhousers. For the last 6 years, y'all been great people to party with over here. You really have. Thanks very much for bringing the balloons completely unbeknownst to us. It shows that sometimes the fans can make better props than the band. And anyway, standing right here playing the banjo, this is the Reverend Don Wayne Reno right here playing the banjo. And every night, during this series, we've been trying to turn Reverend Don Wayne Reno loose at some point. And this time I reckon we're gonna turn him loose on a song that we originally wrote in a pub down the road in y'all's sister city down the road. Hey, but it was a cool pub. And the hell of the situation is the pub is no longer there, which gives us a lot less reason to go back to that city. I'm gonna turn Don Wayne loose. What I wanna know right now is, are you ready for Reverend Don Wayne Reno?
Yeah, baby. You sound ready to me, buddy.
You sound pretty ready. I want you to lay it on, man. I want you to testify. I want you to hold on to the unchanging neck of the banjo. Cause if loving the banjo is wrong, I don't wanna be right. If loving the banjo is wrong, actually. At about 9:02 in the morning, old Reverend Don Wayne came a sliding out the front. room. And just a few short minutes later, old Deacon Dale came sliding out the back. And that means that we know for absolute certain beyond any doubt that they got the same mother, y'all. But we also know, what we're going to demonstrate for you right now, we also know deep in our hearts that they have the same father too, and I'm going to tell you how I know. See, their father was a fantastic banjo player in his own right. Who was one of the handful of innovators of the whole three-finger roll style that we think of as bluegrass banjo now. So what that means is, in order to determine the paternity of these two fellas, we are not going to need a DNA test. We're not going to need no ink blot test, no Rorschach test, no IQ test, no driving test, no syphilis test. We might need one of those. But for the sake of this right here, we're going to use something we call the banjo test. We're going to see if the left hand of Deacon Dale, we know right here. We're going to see if that mighty hand, Lord. We're going to see if it's fast enough to keep up with the right hand. With the right hand of Reverend John Lane, we know right here. On the same banjo, since that we've only got one. So what I got to know with Deacon Dale, how much do you want to impress these Glasgow Scotland ladies out here? How much do you want to spread that seed? How much do you want to lay that paternity line down, bro? How many of them can you afford? He says three, maybe four. All right, Deacon Dale, show us how fast you want this next song. Let on. 7 for this year. It's the busiest year we've ever had, and even trying something crazy like playing 4 completely different sets on 4 consecutive nights is not nearly as scary when you got boys like this to play with you, I tell you. So I'll tell you what, speaking of playing 187 shows, we've been all over Western Europe this year, and we spent a little time in Berlin a little while back, which is actually a very fascinating city. But I walked down and had a little look at what was left of the Berlin Wall, which is not very much, and it got me thinking about how much I really missed the Cold War, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, you know, I miss the security of knowing for absolute certain who the good guys and the bad guys are. Because we used to know that, right? Now it's all mixed up and jumbled up, so I don't know. I remember this song from when I was a kid, but after standing there and looking at what were left of the Berlin Wall and thinking about it in the context of today, it kind of gave the song a whole different meaning to me. And I guess this song now to me is a little bit of a love song for back when the times were simpler. Thank you. I'm gonna lose. a song that was originally a song goes all the way back to the Civil War. There's been versions of it done by a lot of people, and I think that, like any good folk song, when you do a version of it yourself, you should write a verse or two of yourself and change it up a little. So it's one of my favorite songs that I've ever heard. How many of y'all have a record that we made a while back called Kerosene Brothers? That's what's unfortunate, is most people have never heard of it. It's my favorite record we ever made. Anyway, we've been trying to play at least one song from them every night because we have a lot of people who come up and say, how come you never play anything from the Kerosene Brothers record? And I always say, because almost nobody knows it. And they say, well, fuck them, I want to hear it anyway. So, we're going to give this a go. Drink a little. Are you drinking with us out there? That's what I want to see. This is not dead air, it is built into the show. But it wouldn't be fair, after all, if you got to drink all night, we didn't. So we just bailed in a little bit of drinking time. which is a real place in the hills of Kentucky. And it's a place that a coal company called the Peabody Coal Company ran into, and so I don't think they really do this over here, but in the Appalachian Mountains in the States, they do something they call strip mining, where basically they can't be asked to dig tunnels, so they just blow the whole top of the mountain off and take steam shovels in and just haul it all away. And at the end, you just sort of have a big hole full of a bunch of waste pouring into the river. And that's what the song's about, so we thought it'd fit more neatly into hell than anywhere else. Although it's a beautiful song, it's one of my favorite songs ever written, so... Get my fiddle and we'll render it for going along as banjo, which means that we have one more good opportunity to take a second and drink a little. Sunshine. Show of the tour, y'all. Things getting a little bit loose. I'm sorry. Thank you, Darren Ellis. Been the busiest year we have ever had. I tell you one thing that's been great about these last four nights, though, has been that we have done the same, roughly the same set up until four nights ago, about 180 times. And we all decided that rather than to come back here and play the same set we've been playing all year in a big ABC show or something, that we would do something a little bit different. So I appreciate y'all turning up and supporting it. And I will say to all you folks that are here tonight that did not come on Thursday night, I'm sorry that you missed keeping your poop in the jar. We've been playing it all the cheap tonight. We said no song repeated, goddammit, we meant. Here's one we all sing about going to hell because you killed a woman's husband because you were cheating with her and she wouldn't do it herself.
And it meant.
I'm done, it's gonna send it to the gate. you have realized that this show is not being brought to you by the BBC or even BBC Scotland. And that means that, unfortunately, none of your TV licensing fee money is going to help pay our wages tonight. None of it! So, by now, I'm sure that by now you will understand, by now, but that means, by now, it's time that we took a little interruption the same way that Sky and, you know, ITV and Channel 4. We got to have a little pause. By now, it is time for a little pause for a commercial interruption. Have the merchandise tables out there in the hallway. Well, I said the merchandise tables out there in the hallway. Song fits into the category of hell. Trust me, shameless self-commerciality is absolute fucking hell. It ain't cheating though, because we ain't cheating you. The prices are good. I said the merchandise tables out there in the hallway. Child support of the men on the stage, and we have had hot, loving, unprotected sexual relations with a hell of a lot of women, so that can get pretty expensive. Don, wait, tell them how we're going to free ourselves from the hell of child support.
Here's how we're going to do it. We got some t-shirts back there on the table.
Yes!
We got some CDs back there on the table.
Yes!
It's that new Killer Grass CD, too, y'all. It's got a DVD in there. Six videos on it.
Yes, yes.
You own that.
Yes. And it has the multi-track audio files.
Multi-track audio files, too. You can mix it yourself.
Roll your own.
Mix me out. We got some badges back there.
Yes.
I think we might have a belt buckle or two back there, too. Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But Danny, the sound man, did a wonderful job back there tonight.
Yes.
He had everything made up, so you'll have to hit him up with one. But now y'all come back and see us after the show, y'all. We love to talk to each and every one of you.
Look at that. The most important thing you got to know, the most important thing you got to know, the most important thing you got to feel in your soul is if it ain't too wet to ride on in the sun. Hey, if it ain't too wet to ride on in the sun. Hey, man, if it ain't too wet to ride on in the sun. Oh, God, come and sing a song your way out. Cause the first I stay with pleasure in all way. The first I stay with pleasure in all way.
Stop signs, speed limits.
been a band now for 10 years, and we've been playing over here in Europe for about 6 of them. And when we got to thinking about how we wanted to end this tour, we thought there really was no other place in Europe that we could do 4 nights in a row like this. Well, mainly because there are not very many cities in Europe that have 4 venues of roughly the same size. No, but seriously, we've been coming to Glasgow 2, 3, sometimes 4 times a year for the last 6 years. And, almost everywhere else in the world, if you play any city more than once a year, you're overplaying it. But you folks just keep on showing up, so thank you for giving us a job. And once we get done with all this, I know they got a club night on here, but I don't think they're going to run you out until 10:30. So once we get done, we'll come out and we'll drink some beer with you and say hello and say thank you in person. Thanks once again for giving us a job tonight. Are you ready for a little bit of sing-along, a little bit of I said and you said, a little bit of sing with me, are you? Well, I don't reckon I gotta tell you what to do. Hell, it ain't the 3 words. I want y'all to all celebrate, and when we get there, we'll all have a drink together. Alright, here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2. I'm on the highway.
Show with a couple of good old songs about heaven and hell, and it's also
also kind of the same way that we would end the barn dance back in the Appalachian Mountains where we're from. First we start with Reverend Don Wayne Reno. We'll kick it off there, bro. Thank you. Tell you what, people, in all complete honesty, I have no idea where we are going once we die, but I got a pretty good idea, and I tell you what, I am not going there sober. the snap. You can do one of two things. You can either stand there in place and do that white man's boogie like you've been doing all night. Or you could do old school circle pit. Let's put it to a vote, shall we? How many of you want to stand there in place and do the boogie with the white man's overbite? And how many want to do old school circle pit? Alright, nobody gets hurt now, alright? Keep it gentle, be nice. Here you go.